You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hi, this is Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President for Public Policy at the James Dobson Family Institute. Welcome to our weekly podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom. I'm glad you're with us. Be here every week and tell your friends about us. Well, I had the real pleasure recently to spend some quality time with Kirk Cameron, and I wanted to share with you today a preview of two great family talk shows we have coming up in the days ahead. Now, Kirk became a household name with his role as Mike Seaver on the Growing Pains sitcom that aired in the 1980s. And he's continued in his acting career and has starred in movies like Left Behind and Life Mark. Kirk is the host of TBN's television series, Takeaways, and One-on-One with Kirk Cameron. He's also partnered with Brave Books in December of 2022 for a children's faith book campaign launched nationwide called See You at the Library. You've probably have heard about that campaign and the interesting debate it set off around America. His children's books are entitled As You Grow, Pride Comes Before the Fall, and the newest book entitled The Fox, the Fair, and the Invention Scare. Now, among other things, I asked Kirk Cameron, how do we overcome the discouragement that a lot of parents feel in this battle that we're in for our kids? And what should be our goal in this struggle?
Well, it's easy to see why so many are discouraged by the culture that we are living in right now and wondering, what can we do about it? And I think that the answer to that question is to understand that God has commissioned us to be the culture creators rather than the culture complainers. So rather than whining about the culture and how bad it is, why not determine to become winners who determine what the culture will be by engaging in the public square? That's what our founders had in mind, certainly. And certainly, they had a moral standard that was largely informed by the scriptures. So they understood if you wanted a good society where your neighbors weren't stealing from each other and they were helping out and protecting one another, you needed to have a moral value system that permeated that culture, not just the born-again Christians who are in the church. And so they would read, they would speak, and they would tell stories, and they would do everything that they could to infuse the culture with biblical values. It was in the courts, it was in the government, it was in the family, it was in the schools, it was in the church, everywhere. And that's what motivated me to begin writing children's books and reading them in public libraries. You say, well, you can't take the Bible or biblical ideas into the public square. There's such a thing as separation of church and state. Well, Gary, you know this as well as anybody, that whole idea of separation of church and state, rightly understood, simply protects the right for Christians to do exactly what I'm doing. In fact, you can bring your Christianity anywhere you want in this country, including into the government. That separation was simply to protect the church from being invaded by the government and staying in their own lane. But Christianity is the very thing that is the essential ingredient for our free republic to function correctly. And that's why it's important for us to promote those ideas through school and in the public square.
So, Kirk, when you confronted the less monopoly on education and specifically asked for equal time for Bible-based values in the libraries of America, what happened?
Look who's really controlling the culture and educating our children now. Drag queens, the godless, John Dewey, Horace Mann, the secular humanist manifesto folks. And we're actually paying them to do it through our tax dollars as we give them over to 7-hour indoctrination camps run by a secular government. We've got to stop all of that and begin being in step with the Spirit, demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit, and taking back the sacred duties God has given us. Namely, we could start with the hearts and minds of our own children. So that's all I'm trying to do. How about we learn from the drag queens and start going to libraries and reading our children the stories and telling them what's true and what's good and what's beautiful, rather than what's warped and twisted and wrong. So I wrote a book about the fruit of the Spirit, went to a public library, and over 50 libraries denied me access to this public space, even though they had previously sponsored drag queen story hours. And my hope was that in pushing back, it would wake up enough people. And in fact, that's what happened. When I asserted our constitutional rights and reminded them that religious discrimination in a public space is a bad idea, over 3,000 parents and grandparents showed up at the Indianapolis Public Library in support of a book with Christian values. And they sang God Bless America. They sang Amazing Grace. We prayed together and recited the Pledge of Allegiance in the public square. And we found this same reaction in DC, in LA, in San Francisco, in Seattle, Washington, Phoenix, Arizona, and all throughout the country. And the more that came up against us, the more parents would come out in support. And this is what we were hoping for.
This is just a sampling, my friends, of Kirk Cameron's wisdom. Tune in to Family Talk every day, but particularly look for these two great shows we've got coming up with Kirk. You'll be encouraged, and he will show the way about how you can engage in the schools and libraries of America to protect the hearts and minds of our children. And thank you today for listening to our podcast, Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, here at JDFI, and be sure to be back every week. God bless.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.